Once again, for media members on the line, just use the chat feature, the raise your hand icon, if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Cheeseman. Good morning, Russ.
Hi, Rob.
Good morning. Very impressive win in a hard-fought game up in Rhode Island. You guys come out on top 24-17. What did you like about the way your team played?
Very fortunate to get a win up there. Tough place to play. They got a really good football team. They're well coached. We're pretty fortunate in a lot of ways that, you know, they outgained us in yards. We got a couple key turnovers in the red zone when they were down there, and that was really big for our defense. You know, we got one drive in the second half and scored a touchdown and got up by 14. And you know, we just hung on for dear life at that point in time. You know, he threw the ball 50 times, dropped back 56 times. Fortunately, we got six sacks on him, which was huge. And we also got, you know, there was a bunch of replay calls that kind of, you know, were in our favor. You know, and you know, sometimes those things, they don't go in your favor. And you know, we had three or four that were, you know, just they were confirmed on our behalf, or you know, Rhode Island got overturned, and you know, you got to have the ball bounce your way every once in a while. I think you know, Rhode Island, we both have good football teams, and you know, it was going to take a break or two for one of the two teams to win that game, and fortunately, you know, we got the breaks, but I do think that the turnovers in the red zone really helped us out. Two sack fumbles and the huge plays by our defense there. So we're thrilled to get out of there with a W.
First question this morning for John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you for having me. Coach Huseman, the advantage seems to switch to the Spiders when the other team throws the ball because of the pass rush. Can you share your thoughts on that subject and maybe how Jeremiah Grant has been impacting that part of the game? Thank you.
Our front four, they're really good. They can rush the passer. You know, we played four guys at defensive end. And, you know, Jeremiah was banged up and he missed a game, really a game and a half. He came back, but wasn't full go. And I think this one, he was really, you know, at full strength, feeling good. He's been a really good player for us. Marlon Lewis has been a good player. Xander Barnett is kind of unsung, but he plays great. And then Cam Bird, a redshirt freshman, has come in there and gave us some meaningful snaps. And then inside, you know, we get, you know, when they get into third down, you know, we bring a bunch of pass rushers in. So we put Jeremiah inside and match him up with guards in there. And, you know, our defensive staff's doing a good job with different stunts. But, you know, a lot of credit to our guys because they're relentless getting after quarterback. But, you know, when they drop back 56 times, John, you would hope you're going to get some sacks. Because if they drop back 56 and you don't sack them, you got no chance to win a football game.
I could follow up by asking about the readiness of Kyle Wickersham. And clearly he gave you a nice boost there late up at Rhode Island. Thank you.
Yeah, he gave us a huge boost. And, you know, it's probably, you know, the right call to put him in there. We knew we had to run the football, and we knew we needed some quarterback runs. You know, they were hard to run against. I mean, just handing it off to the back, you know, on zone, inside, outside zone, and those types of things. They were playing it really well. So we figured we needed the threat of the quarterback running the ball. And Kyle's a big, strong dude. And got us some big first downs and, you know, got that drive going and took some time off the clock. And I think that was a huge part of the game, no question about that. But Kyle is healthy. We'll go this week and kind of figure out the direction we're going to go at quarterback. We don't know yet. I listed them as four on the depth chart this week. We'll see. I'm not sure which direction we're going to go, but you know, proud of Kyle and what he did for us there.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, John.
Russ, your next question from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, last season, you guys had that big winning streak that, you know, had you in the mix for the conference championship and put you in the playoffs and everything. And now that you've strung together some conference wins, are you able to kind of lean back on last season at all to kind of build and keep that momentum going this year?
Not really, Kyle. I mean, we got a completely different football team this year, especially on the offensive side of the ball. You know, last year it was, you know, Reese Udinski, and we knew exactly what we were going to get as the year progressed from him. Right now, we, you know, it's hard to figure out what we can do the best. But you know, we got to hang on to the football, obviously, and we're very fortunate. We got 16 turnovers, and to be 3-1 in the league and 4-3 with 16 turnovers is pretty remarkable. You know, really, with 16 turnovers, you should be probably 1-5 at the time. And you know, we've been opportunistic. But, you know, we don't lean on last year. We just talk about, you know, right now it's every game's a playoff game for us. And you know, all we have to focus on is not the future, not last year, but North Carolina A&T for sure.
Thank you.
Roz, you talked about the big plays that you made on defense, but you had the big play to 69-yard play to Nick DeGennaro that put you in the lead. Was that something that you thought you could get? And maybe talk about the connection that Cam and Nick have made over the last three games. I think that's, what, six touchdowns or more that they've hit. Yeah.
Yeah, we thought we could get it. No question about that. Great call by Winston October there. And we felt like we could get that. Nick's a great player for us. And he's had, some really good games here. But he's been really good all year and consistent all year. And I'm not real sure if it makes any difference who's throwing the ball to him. He finds a way to get open and go make plays. And just so proud of him and the effort that he's given and the leadership that he's shown during this year. And so no matter who the quarterback is, obviously Nick's got to be a huge part of the offense.
Rhode Island had been really good with the explosive plays in the passing game. They went for one on the first play of the game that Aaron's able to pick off, and they really didn't hurt you with the long pass all day. What was your secondary and the guys up front able to do so well to stop the big play?
Well, you know, obviously the first play of the game was huge by Aaron Banks, but they faked the bubble and threw the verticals down there. We didn't play it very well, and then about four guys missed the tackle. We cut back all the way across, and we got him down on the ground at the 4-yard line with a great effort play. And I think on that drive we held him to a field goal, and it was one of those things that, you know, to get him on the ground there on the 4 was huge because it saved a touchdown there, and we were able to blow our necks defensively. But we've been giving up too many big plays on defense, and that was one. But again, I think when they throw it 50 times, you know, they're going to get yards. They got a great quarterback, great wide receivers. Their backs can catch it out of the backfield. And so, you know, we figured they, you know, we didn't think they'd throw it that much, but, you know, they threw it a bunch. So you got to mix in getting some sacks there to get them off schedule. And then you got to hope that you don't give up the big plays in that situation. But, you know, that we held them, you know, even though they had a bunch of yards, we held them under their points per, I mean, their yards per attempt by under 2 yards on that one. So that's actually a pretty good deal for us, even though it was a bunch of yards throwing. And again, great quarterback. Their offensive staff does a great job of getting people open and doing those types of things. And I've been impressed with them offensively, no question about it. So we're very fortunate. We got it on the ground when we needed to.
Your punter, Aaron Tressler, had a big day, especially the 64-yard punt that kind of flipped the field. Just talk in a game like that, how big his contributions were on Saturday.
Huge. I mean, he flipped the field on that. We punted from the 10-yard line, and they're, you know, they're lining up on their 25-yard line. Sometimes people don't realize how important that is. Aaron's been great for us since he's been here. He's a good player. He does exactly what we ask him to do. He's not selfish. He could kick the ball 55 yards every single time if we wanted him to. But our most important objective, Rob, is net punting. That's the only thing we're worried about. I ain't worried about him with a 49-yard average, and he's not either. And, you know, we punt the ball high. We get fair catches. If they want to return it, we got bodies around them. You know, the biggest punt he had was when he punted it down to the 8-yard line late in the game there, and we got it on the ground. He got a little 7-yard return there, but, you know, he got it up there high, and their return guy did a great job. I mean, you don't return that ball, and he knew he needed to do something at that point in time. And but again, great high punt. We had a bunch of bodies down there and got it on the ground, but that one was just as important as a 64-yarder. He's been great.
Well, I'll let you go. Your team on the road at North Carolina A&T, a team that certainly has a tough rushing attack. As you've started to break down A&T, talk about the challenges that they present.
They can run the football. Got two backs that are really, really good. Probably not talked about as much in this league as they should be. They can make you miss and break tackles. They get space. They do a great job of getting those guys some space in the running game. The other factor in the running game is their quarterback, who can flat out fly. Tremendous athlete. I know he's a true freshman, but he really helps that running game out a bunch. And they're really good up front. So, you know, we cannot give them big chunks of yards in the running game. We have to defend the run. They're really good there.
All right, Russ. Thanks so much for your time this morning, and I look forward to talking again next Monday.
All right, Rob. Thanks.
Thank you.